الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of Blessed Seerah of Beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where we discuss the biography of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is a means for our inspiration, inshallah, and to continue our lives in accordance with the blessed teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the beloved city of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the city about which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, "O Allah, grant me death in the city of your messenger." Subhanallah. Yes, that city is the city of Madina al-Munawwara. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to talk about that sweet Madina about which we often make dua. Dikha de ya ilahi, wo Madina, kaisi basti hai, jahan par raat din maula, teri rahmat barasti hai. But before that, let's continue with the virtues of durood and salam as we do in every episode. Dear brothers, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in his Mubarak hadith, "Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya fa inna salatakum alayya nurun lakum yawm al-qiyamah." Meaning, adorn your gatherings by reciting salat upon me, because your recitation of salat upon me will be nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, inshallah, before we dive deep into the topic, let's listen to this beautiful kalam which will spread the fragrance of Madina Munawwara in our hearts and make our hearts Madina Madina, inshallah azza wa jal. So we'll be back after this kalam, so stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, khaak-e Madina, khaak-e Madina, khaak-e Madina, hoti main khaak saar hota, hoti rahe Madina mera ghubar hota, hoti rahe Madina mera ghubar hota. Aqa agar karam se taiba mujhe bulate, صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا, روزے پر صدقے ہوتا, روزے پر صدقے ہوتا, ان پر نثار ہوتا. بےکس کو گر بلاتے, کس کو گئے بلاتے, کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا۔ زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا، دل کو قرار ہوتا، ان کے قریب بستا، ان کے قریب بستا، دل کو قرار ہوتا۔ کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا۔ یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد، یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا، اور میں غبار بن کر، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا۔ چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا، بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا، بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا۔ سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے، سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے، دل مضطرب تو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا، دل مضطرب کو لیکن، دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا۔
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back to your viewers. Subhanallah. Let's now discuss the fragrant, you know, remembrance of the beloved city of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in this regard, there are many ahadith of the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned. And Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad Ibn Harb Hilali rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that once I was present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when an Arab villager also came and requested in the following manner, O beloved Rasul, the true book which Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed upon you has the following verse from Surah An-Nisa, and it is, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Translation from Kansuliman. And if when they do injustice to their own souls by committing sins, then, O beloved, they should come to your august court and then seek forgiveness from Allah, and the Messenger of Allah intercedes for them, so they would definitely find Allah the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. Subhanallah. This is the significance of presenting ourselves if we have done injustice to our souls in the court of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and through his wasila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy towards us, definitely. O my master, by asking your forgiveness of my sins from Allah, I present myself in your court and I make you my intercessor in the court of Allah. Saying this, the person started to cry and recited the following couplet. Ya khayra man dufinat bil qa'i a'zamuhu, fatawa min tibihinna al-qa'u wal-akamu. روحي فداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. Subhanallah. Translation now. Oh, the best of the beings whose blessed body was buried in that ground due to its elegance and purity. Fields and mounds became fragrant. May my life be sacrificed upon the blessed grave in which you are resting. That contains a very big treasure of chastity, generosity, forgiveness and grace. Subhanallah, such beautiful words. That person kept on reciting these couplets, and after asking for forgiveness with tearful eyes, he left. Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Harb Hilali rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that when I slept, I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, go meet that Arab villager and give him the good news that Allah Azza wa Jal has accepted his forgiveness due to my intercession. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showers us with his utmost attention and mercy when we present in his court and we repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we are showered by the mercy of Allah through the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear brothers, from this parable it is made apparent to us that crying of the Arab villager, his craving and pleading in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his act of shedding tears in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam helped him. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the good news, the glad tidings of his forgiveness. Hence, we know that even today the treasure of forgiveness is distributed from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even today, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes sinners under his merciful refuge. Even today, the fortune of the helpless is shown there. Allahu Akbar. Even today, the difficulties of those who are struggling with difficulties are removed, and even today people's desires are fulfilled. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, the city of Madina Munawwara is such a blessed, sacred and glorious place that whoever goes there does not feel like leaving, because the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and many blessed monuments linked to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are there. One attains such peace and tranquility in Medina that is not found anywhere else. Therefore, if any difficulty arises whilst you are traveling to Madina Munawwara, or you face any problem whilst in Madina Munawwara, you should remain patient and accept it as a blessing. As the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given the glad tidings of intercession for those who remain patient upon the difficulties in the Mubarak city of Madina Munawwara. Subhanallah, Shair very beautifully says, Asir jisko bana kar rakhe Madine mein, tamam umr haziri ki wo duha na kare. Subhanallah. Now, the virtues of remaining patient upon the difficulties that we face in Madina Munawwara, inshallah, let's expound on this and let's learn one or two parables, and inshallah that should serve as a means for our patience and perseverance when we are faced with any difficulty in the Mubarak city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whomsoever comes to Madina with the intention of visiting me shall be under my safety on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Whomsoever makes Madina his living place and remains patient upon the difficulties in Madina on the day of judgment, I shall be his witness and will intercede for him. Whosoever dies in either Makkah or Madina, Allah Azza wa Jal will raise that person from the grave in such a manner that he will be in peace from the fear of the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This hadith can be found in Mishkat al-Masabih. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, the thorns on the path of Madina Munawwara are like flowers to the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, whilst traveling to Madina, if any difficulties arise, someone troubles you, someone pushes you, speaks against you, or any kind of distress strikes you, you should remain patient. Being impatient, crying, shouting, wailing, seeking revenge and complaining could result in you being deprived of various blessings. Therefore, the time you spend in the blessed city of Madina Munawwara, try to be an embodiment of respect and dignity. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our pious predecessors would respect the city of Madina Munawwara very much. And let's listen to two parables of the great love and respect of an exalted saint, a devotee of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had for the blessed city of Madina Munawwara. The leader of Malikis, Sayyidina Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, was a great devotee of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and would respect the city of Madina Munawwara very much. Although he lived in Madina Munawwara, he would go outside the city and the boundary of Haram in order to answer the call of nature. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that I once saw some Egyptian or Persian horses tied at the door of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. Before this, I had never seen such excellent horses. I said, how excellent are these horses? Imam Malik then said, I give you all of the horses as a gift. When I requested him to keep one horse for himself, he replied, I feel shy from Allah Azza wa Jal that the blessed ground of Madina Munawwara should be stamped upon by my horse's hooves where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting. Such a level of devotion to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and reverence and respect to the sand and the soil and the land of Madina Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Did you hear how excellent the devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Malik was, how much he loved the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how much he respected him, as he rahimahullah ta'ala was also the scholar of Madina. Respect was embedded in his in nature, subhanAllah, whereas knowledge and respect are both a great necessity in our society today. If you have the wealth of knowledge, you will have the ability to respect as well. And if you are empty and devoid of knowledge, there is a chance of you falling into the pits of disrespect, especially if you are traveling to Madina Munawwara. It is very important for you to take each and every step without caution, ensuring that immense respect is observed. And remember, this is that sacred place whose respect Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us. Therefore, showing even a slight laziness in this matter could result in a major calamity. If you listen to a cautionary parable and learn a lesson from this, a person would always cry and ask for forgiveness in Medina. When he was asked regarding this, he replied, "Once I said that the yogurt of Medina is sour and defective. As soon as I said this, my sainthood disappeared and I faced the consequences of that. O you who call the yogurt of beloved city of Rasulullah sour and defective, look with the eyes of love. Each and everything in the blessed streets of Medina Munawwara is excellent." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. May we be sacrificed upon the fate of those who go to Madina Munawwara. Their destiny is at their peak, subhanallah. Their fortunes are shining. They are at the peak of attaining blessings. Their happiness is worth watching. And the blessings of Allah are showering upon them continuously. And why not? As the Holy Prophet ﷺ has himself, from his own truthful blessed tongue, has given the glad tidings of intercession to those who visit the blessed shrine of Rasulullah ﷺ, and he has stated, "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati." Whoever beheld my grave, my intercession has become wajib for him. Subhanallah. Just imagine how sacred and blessed that place is by the virtue of beholding it. One gets bestowed with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one stays there, and then he will be blessed with the blessings. And if he passes away there, then he will be deserving the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. There are many specific, significant qualities of the city of Madina Munawwara that are highlighted, and inshallah we'll mention some of them inshallah azza wa jal. Number one is that there is no city on earth that has as many names as the Mubarak city of Madina Munawwara. Subhanallah. To the extent that some scholars have written 100 names for it. Allahu Akbar. Madina Munawwara is such a sanctified city that has most qasidas, oods, written in its love and remembrance, and in most languages of the world. Subhanallah. This practice is ongoing and will continue. Subhanallah. Yani dam mein jab tak dam hai zikr unka sunate jayenge. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated towards it and resided there. Allah azza wa jal kept its name Baba. Subhanallah. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come back from a journey, and as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would reach near Madina Munawwara, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speed up his journey out of the love and passion for Madina Munawwara. Number six is that the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would feel solace in Madina. And number seven is that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not wipe off the dust of Madina Munawwara from his blessed face, and would also forbid the companions alayhim ridwan from doing so. and would say there is cure in the soil of Medina. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Therefore, I have seen personally many devotees of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they return and they got sickly family members who are bedridden, who are sick, who are ill, who are tired of treatment. Allahu Akbar. When they lose hope, whenever somebody goes to visit the Mubarak city of Madina Munawwara, they tell them, please, when you are coming back, bring the khaki shifa, bring the sand of shifa, bring the sand that has cure, subhanallah. And that sand is the sand of Madina Munawwara, subhanallah. And that is the sand we are discussing here, the sand of Madina Munawwara. There is cure in the soil of Madina, subhanallah. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number 8 is that when any Muslim visits with the intention of beholding it, in beholding the Mubarak city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then angels welcome him with the gifts of mercy. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are welcomed by the angels when we enter the Mubarak city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number 9 is that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged to meet death in Madina Munawwara. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for the ones who pass away in Madina Munawwara. And 11 is that the one who performs wudu and offers salah in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, he gets the reward of Hajj. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Number 12 is that the area between the blessed chamber and the blessed pulpit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a garden, meaning flower bed of paradise, from amongst the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawdatum min riyadil jannah, that the portion between my chamber and my pulpit is a garden from the gardens of paradise. Number 13 is offering salah in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif is equal to offering 50,000 salahs elsewhere. And this is in accordance with the hadith of Ibn Majah. And number 14 is that the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is situated on the plains of Madina Munawwara, where 70,000 angels descend in the morning and 70,000 in the evening. We're not reading his seerah. If we read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and adopted at least few facets from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, few qualities of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that would have transformed our lives. It's not too late. Inshallah, there is still time. Let's brace ourselves, you know, with the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make it a part of our life. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear brothers, Sayyidina Imam Yusuf ibn Ismail al-Nabahani rahimahullah ta'ala, he narrates that Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Abbas Ahmad ibn Nafis Tunisi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that once I visited the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state of extreme hunger, and I said, Ya Rasulullah, I am hungry. All of a sudden I dozed off. Someone woke me up and invited me to go with him. Therefore I came to his house with him. The host presented dates, ghee and a loaf of wheat and said, eat to your fill. Subhanallah. Because my great grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has commanded me to host you. Come to us in future too, whenever you're hungry. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Aise hote hain Muhammad ke gharane wale. Subhanallah. This is the household of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes care of someone who's hungry in his Mubarak city. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that too, when the host hosted the guest, he said, even in future if you come and if you are hungry, come and visit, inshallah. Now this is the quality that Imam Hasan Raza Khan rahimahullah ta'ala, he beautifully says, aata hai faqiron pe unhein pyar kuch aisa, khud bheek dein aur khud kahein mangte ka bhala ho. And this is the quality adopted by his household as well, subhanAllah. O devotees of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's listen to a faith enlightening parable regarding the visit to Madina Munawwara. Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahimahullah ta'ala visited the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and made the dua that, O Allah, I beheld the blessed grave of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not return me empty-handed. A voice was heard, O bondman, we granted you the permission of visiting the blessed grave of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only when we intended to purify you. Now you and those who beheld the blessed grave with you should return being forgiven. Allah Azza wa Jal has indeed become pleased with you and those who beheld the blessed shrine of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of learning the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make our heart a garden of Medina. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa, roz fazu kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye kyun, and through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inculcate the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, which inshallah will be a candle and a torch for us in our journey in the hereafter. You know, as it is beautifully said, andheri raat suni thi charagh leke chale, lahad mein ishq-e rukh-e shah ka daagh leke chale, andheri raat suni thi charagh leke chale. This is the light, this is the spark, this is the torch, this is the candle that we will carry into our graves, inshallah, into our dark graves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means for salvation in this dunya and in the hereafter. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, increase our love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.